places. Like, they're so happy. I was watching college football this weekend, and one of the games was Army versus somebody. I mean, it was tough, man. That was not the best college football weekend. But, like, the cadets, mm-hmm. right? It's the Corps of Cadets at Army. Like, they're just, they look like they're going to a rave and stuff, and they're going to have a blast, because you forget, it's like, right, they're in college, but they're also going to military training. Like, trust me, they don't need booze or anything. They just want to have fun.
Anything.
So, right. So, while you're right, probably only a certain number of people would have known you. People have probably just been fired up to be like, we're going to watch a live radio show this this morning. You probably would broadcast it at like 11 p.m. I don't know the time difference.
They'd be like, these guys suck, but it sure as hell better than getting shot at.
Right? I mean, were we just going to have morning chow? Like, at least these guys are entertaining us now.
Right. At least there's someone talking to us, trying to crack poop jokes. Better than nothing.
Right.
All right. Why don't we take a break, Ted? I don't know if we'll get much into this, but maybe we will. Let's talk kinks.
Kinks?
Yes.
Oh, you're talking about Odell Beckham Jr. Allegedly.
Yes. He's not the only one, though.
All right. I mean, it's been trending for like 2 days. I feel bad for the guy.
He's having fun with it seems though, on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of S jokes going out there out of his own mouth.
I am just amazed that like that story literally has been trending nationwide for 2 days.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just like, we have the audio that started this insanity, and you'll hear these ladies sharing.
That podcast, man, that podcast has a look to it.
Yes. And I don't know, but I'm all about it. We'll talk about it when the MegaCast returns.
The MegaCast will be back. I have to do a stupid Zoom call with Siri and Alexa. I hate those bitches.
From the same people who bring you Krispy Kreme Pumpkin Spice Donuts comes the Ultimate Pumpkin Spice Collection. Now you can experience pumpkin spice in a wide variety of products. Pumpkin Spice Dill Pickle Spears, Pumpkin Spice Toothpaste, Pumpkin Spice Window Cleaner, and Pumpkin Spice Tampax. And coming soon, Pumpkin Spice Sardines, Pumpkin Spice Ranch Dressing, and Pumpkin Spice AA Alkaline Batteries. Pumpkin Spice. That's right. If you thought we went overboard last year, for the next 3 or 4 months, you're going to wish Pumpkin Spice never existed.
Game on, Pumpkin Spice Breath.
Both of these guys should be wearing a mask, not because of the coronavirus, but because I am sick of their faces. The MegaCast is back.
All right. All right, Ted. This is the audio clip that shocked the world. What is the name of this podcast?
I have no idea.
Because I don't know what podcast this is, but I sure as hell want to be a fly on the wall on this podcast. I feel like anything that they're going to say on microphone, they probably say just as bad off microphone, though.
Yeah.
Like, there's aggressively. No filter. Yes. So I don't even know the name. I can probably find it really quick because the podcast just goes into detail about something that I never thought I would know about Odell Beckham Jr. What is the name of this podcast? It doesn't say. I got it off of the Black Sports Center Twitter page. I don't know. It's just these three girls that are just candidly sharing a story about Odell Beckham Jr.
Correct. Are they not? I'm going to sound like an a-hole, but I was like, is it not a cast about stripping?
I don't know. This is the only clip I've ever heard of this podcast.
And then I want to say, I read somewhere that girl is Chief Keef's baby mama.
Who's Chief Keef?
He's a rapper from Chicago.
Okay.
You don't know Chief Keef?
I don't know. It's Chief Keef or Keef?
Keef.
With an F.
Yeah. Or sometimes Sosa. Depends on...
When is he Sosa?
I'm not the biggest Chief Keef fan, so I don't know. I just know that's also his nickname, too.
Ted, I come to you for Chief Keef information.
Well, he hasn't had a hit in a couple years.
What was his hit?
I don't know.
I'm going to look him up on Apple Music. Now, Chief Keef.
Right.
I can't even say that without like screwing it up, I feel. Chief Keef.
What is that sound? Oh, it's upstairs.
Oh, yeah. For those that don't know, in our building...
I was losing my mind. I'm like, is there something with my headphones?
Do you know that upstairs is a staging office?
That is false.
It is false.
Correct.
So what is happening up there? They are constantly doing construction up there.
They've been working on somebody else's office for months.
For months? It feels like for years.
Hey, listen, I don't know. I just talked to one of the security guards, and one of the guys that is an engineer in the building. He was like, no, they should. Well, this was a couple weeks ago. He's like, I think they should be done soon.
Well, Chief Keef, I'm looking, all of his songs have the explicit on it, so I can't even
That's
play.
What I'm saying, man. He makes gangster music for a lot of people.
All right, let's check. So on the Chief Keef Essentials. So Chief Keef crashed into the mainstream as a pistol-packing 16-year-old with hard-angled hits that reflected the troubled backdrop in which they were forged. Chicago drill bangers, I Don't Like and Love Sosa, are full of stern synths and smashing drums.
Yeah.
So there's a song called Shorties, I Don't Like, Finetto, Love Sosa, Gang Gang, Glory Bridge.
Let's play Love Sosa.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put on the lyrics so I can pay attention to what's being said.
Oh, it's going to be cursing right away.
The first word is on that
Yeah,
word.
That's what I was like, dude, don't, if it's not clean, like, if it's not cleaned up, don't even try to play.
It says, effing this school. All right. I'm going to skip that part.
Always in a barbershop. Cheeky about this, cheeky about that. My boy,
all right, I was about to say another bad word.
Yeah, that's what I was like, dude. Right, that's all we got. That's why you're like, this mainstream. I'm like, I'm not sure he's a mainstream hit. He just got really popular for a while. And
Chief Keef's a fake. Shut the F up. I'm real with that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, there's every line.
He also became like, and don't get me wrong, he sold a lot of records and stuff, but he got famous too because then people were like blaming him for like everybody like wanting guns and stuff. And it's like, well, he came out of the environment.
Well, I got a part of the song that we can play.
All right, you got the hook?
That's about it.
Yeah.
No, come on. Damn it. Come on, Keith. Don't do this to me. I don't want to edit all day. It's my fault. I asked for it.
I think at some point on this podcast, we have to figure out if you ask me about a rapper that you don't know, we cannot play their music.
No.
Because
no.
It's always like, boom.
I'm like just hip now to Megan Thee Stallion. I've been listening to a lot of her stuff. Can't play any of that here on this podcast, though.
Why not?
I like the song Girls in the Hood, but it's explicit.
Yeah.
Another guy I just got turned on to that's in the hip hop world, Anderson .Paak.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
He is, dude. Yeah. And years ago, he was on the hook for a Mac Miller song.
Okay, I'm late to his party. I just discovered him.
He's got Modelo commercials.
Man, I'm like two steps behind everyone.
Well,
I'm trying. I'm running. You know, I'm in a red light. And I'm stopped, and everyone else gets ahead of me. I'm still running again.
I don't know. In the past, like couple years, between having a baby. Like talking about houses,
yeah,
hockey locker rooms. I don't know if people are going to come in just be like, yo, you heard that new Keef?
Yeah. Yeah. Baby Tatum really isn't hip to Chief Keef yet. She likes My Little Pony. That's about it. My Little Pony, My Little Pony.
Now, see, I have no idea what that is.
See, this is what I watch right now.
Is that the theme song to My Little Pony?
Friendship is Magic, baby. Well, it is. All right, weird transition to go from my daughter to this podcast from three lovely ladies talking about what Odell Beckham Jr. likes, which apparently is to, he is on the team, the Cleveland Browns, and he likes it when the Cleveland Browns land on him, apparently.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the audio.
Okay, I will tell y'all the story.
Oh, allegedly.
We're avoiding
lawsuits here.
Yeah, allegedly.
We're dodging it.
Okay.
They're responsible podcasters, Ted.
You could tell.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to be shitted on.
Ooh. Okay.
Is that the proper term? Is pooped on? Like S word ED on? Or is it like, or is it William Shatnered on?
I mean, I think it just depends on how you say that word.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the proper English is for that. I'm not giving her a hard time. I'm just personally curious.
I feel like as an adult, I say the S word the most.
Right.
Like, I would never say I pooped my brains out unless I was, like, talking to somebody or, like, on a microphone. Generally, I would say I S'd my brains out.
Right, but would you add an ED at the end of that? That's my question.
Well, it's in the past.
But I don't know. Any English majors that are listening?
Right. Let's not get stuck in the minutia of her English grammar.
I'm not trying to give her a hard time about her English grammar. I'm just wondering if that's the proper term.
Okay, that was my first time ever. I never
did it. You actually did it?
No, I actually couldn't. Okay, I couldn't.
I could not do it.
That was something like I'm a wild ass. I could do some freak asshole. You know what I'm saying? But the.
I like that line. I can do some freak ass ho ass.
Yeah.
That's girlfriend material.
You
can't just do that to me like on spot. What?
Like, on right me. Now. Okay, he wanted me to come on a plane. And he was like, make sure you don't have any underwear. Don't take a shower for 24 hours. I'm like, damn, what the fuck you on?
So do you believe her?
That's a tough call. I don't know. That seems like something very specific to make up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you just said, oh, Odell Beckham Jr. wanted me to poop on him, I'd be like, crazy. Okay, well, there's two sides to every story. But, like, just adding that element of he wants me to come on a plane wearing no underwear. I don't know why, but that just makes me think that is a rather odd detail to throw into this story, unless it was true.
Well, I think he just wanted her on the plane to not have showered and stuff, so he wanted her to be a little funky.
Right, but she could have underwear on. It might make her even more funky.
Yeah. I mean, again, that part doesn't sit, like, that part seems fine. Like, once you've opened the back door well of using it as the proper exit, like, I'm not shocked that he wants your feet to stink.
It's more from this podcast.
I'm like, damn, what the f*** you on? But he was like, take a picture. This is how I got flown out. He was like, take a picture of me, you shitting. So I was like, all right, I can do that. So I took a whole video, bitch. What you want? I was like,
I love you.
You took a video?
Me shitting. So I sent it to him. I got, like, the next maybe 2 hours, I was in Houston.
Was it like a selfie video? How did you do this?
I was just like,
need
that.
I need lessons.
Just like, I made it sexy as possible.
Of course. I'm going to do that.
I feel like anything you do is sexy.
That's some good friendship right there. Even you pooping is sexy.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Ted, I'll hype you any day of the week. I'm never going to say to somebody, you know, even when Ted's pooping and taking a selfie, it's sexy.
Well, it sounds weird for her to say I made it as sexy as I could, but also it's like, well, he already allegedly introduced this into a sexual environment. So then it's like, yeah, if you want a video of somebody, right? Like, that's what makes it, like...
No, you're right. Like, if he already finds that to, if allegedly finds that to be hot.
Right.
Then any video of her, like, mugging it up for the camera, you know, like, I don't know, doing a duck face or something, I don't know, whatever, you know, like, licking her lips or whatever it might be. See, that's probably very attractive to him.
Right.
Like, ooh, look at me, I'm pooping.
Right. I mean, look, anybody can cook, right?
Yes.
But there's also, like, if you find somebody sexy, like, maybe she's just wearing an apron. There's nothing underneath it. Then the cooking becomes sexy.
That's true.
So, I like, it's not my
thing. Everybody can cook, but not everyone can make pudding.
Right. So, that's not my thing, what he's into. But I guess at that point, if you already find it sexy, like, good for her. Might as well make it as sexy as you can.
But could you imagine, like, here you are. You're like, I'm going to hook up with Odell Beckham Jr. That's going to be cool. Like, you know? Status thing, whatever it may be, like, I find him attractive, whatever it is. And you're like, I'm down to do whatever with him. And he's like, you really down to do anything with me? And she's like, yeah, absolutely. And he's like, all right, get on the plane with no underwear and don't shower. All right. And then get ready to take a video of yourself pooping. That is I don't know if it's a moral dilemma, but it's a dilemma.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know. I will say this. Of all the people she could have picked, he shocks me, like, probably the least.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just kind of a strange dude as it is. And I like the guy.
I love that he's joking about it.
Right. And he's having so much fun. So who, I mean, look, there's still a good chance she's just making up a story to try to, I don't know, get back at him for something. Or she might not even know him.
Right.
But I don't, the way the podcast comes off to me is that they're girls that either work in some type of industry where you're running around with a lot of famous dudes.
Accountants.
Right. And then one guy takes it to the next level. That's why she's like, hey, listen, I do a lot of freak ass Stop.
Literally.
Right? But this is crazy.
Well, it's like, I mean, that Tim Tebow used to do that too. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
Right. I'm kidding. Allegedly. Not allegedly at all. Probably never happened. I don't even know if Tim Tebow poops. So put it out there.
What a pristine, clean toilet.
Yes. Well, I bring it up because like, that's not the only story of kinks. I don't know if you've heard the latest trend. Ted, I was actually going to pitch this to you. I think we should start our own OnlyFans page.
I've been working on it for a while.
Have you really?
Ted the Bear.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We should do a MegaCast OnlyFans page.
All right.
And it's obviously nothing sexual.
Oh, it's just us shirtless doing this.
It could be that.
Yeah.
It could be me just watching TV with my dog.
My bad. I thought for sure we were going down the sexual route. I've been joking for a while in the men's room, like, oh yeah, OnlyFans, Ted the Bear.
I was thinking more like OnlyFans, just wholesome content.
All right. All right.
I mean, there's no stipulation. There's no law as to how you do your OnlyFans.
That's true. But it seems like people that make money, it's kind of sexy.
That's a good point. And it's usually women, too.
Yeah, but you can make a ton of money.
You think?
Well, yeah.
Would our companies get involved? Would they get upset with us? Because like right now, the WWE is like putting a crackdown, or the smackdown, pun intended, on some of their talent doing extracurricular stuff to make money. Like Big E does Cameo.
All right.
And apparently, he's made like $200,000 already doing Cameo. Because he talked about like how many people he's had, and it's like $300 a pop. He's had several thousand, and it's just insane. And it's like now the WWE's like, well, you can't make money off of the name because we own the name. And it's like, it's a bad look on WWE what they're doing.
I was going to say, like, if you're running, like, Cameo to me seems fine.
Yeah.
That shit, like, I'm trying to think about the OnlyFans thing. I don't know. That's a good question.
But if, like, we're just doing, like, nothing on there. Like, it's just you and me, like, just, hey, we're just going to video talk. And you can, for $6.99 a month, you can watch us video talk together. Or whatever it may be. And we're not doing anything, like, anything inappropriate, anything that would, like, you know, go against, like, the moral turpitude parts of our contracts or whatever it may be. It's just you and me just being dudes. Like, oh, Ted and I are going to Sluggers. We're going to take pictures at Sluggers. If you're members of our OnlyFans, you can watch.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
don't know about that. Like, yeah, like, right. If I had a Twitch, it was just me watching college football on Saturdays, right? Like, it's specifically the OnlyFans. I don't know why. That one just seems different. Like I'm saying, Cameo seems fine to me. Like, that does seem bad on the WWE. Like, you're mad that he's wishing people happy birthdays?
Right. Like, what? Do you want a cut of that? Like, it's weird. It's very weird. Because, like, I see some of my friends, granted, they are female, but they're not doing anything on their OnlyFans that they would be embarrassed to show, like, their grandmother.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're completely not getting naked. Some of them not even, like, showing skin. Like, it's just, like, a page of them posting, like, their promo pictures. Or, you know, some of them are in the world of wrestling, some not. And one of them has, like, 70 fans subscribe to it at, like, $10 a month.
Yeah.
That's, like, I'm no mathematician, but that's, like, $700 a month.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can make especially for females, you can make a ton of money doing that.
Well, what about radio personalities? It's probably not going to happen. I bring up OnlyFans because I don't know if you've heard the latest trend is puppy girls.
Is this where the women act like dogs?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's just how, I mean, so OnlyFans, I really didn't notice until the pandemic started.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw, I mean, that's a lie. There's people on Twitter that would like donate or my OnlyFans. But that woman started doing the dog stuff and made like $1 million.
Well, now there's like more than just that one girl.
Yeah.
And that some of these girls, they say they're making 10 grand a month making videos of themselves. Like one girl by the name of Jenna, she says she makes 10,000 a month and she's playing fetch, begs for food. And here's a clip from one of her videos.
Did you just pee on the floor? Jenna, was this you? Bad girl. You know better than that. You pee outside. Bad girl. Come on. Into your cage. Nope. You know better than that. You stay in your cage. You don't pee in the floor. You pee outside, okay? You sit in your cage and think about what you did. Bad girl. Hey.
Yeah, I mean,
how do you even do that with a straight face?
I don't know. That's what you're talking about, kinks. Like, I mean, to each their own. It's exactly. Just not my thing.
Yeah.
Like, I would be like, what's her name?
Jenna.
Like, I'd be like, Jenna, are you okay? I mean, as opposed to paying to watch her do this. But again, that's just me.
I'm not one. Look, the older I've gotten, the more I learned that not everyone does things the way that I do things.
Yeah.
And that's not bad, and that's not good. There's nothing wrong with, like, I'm not going to kink shame anybody for anything that they're doing. But Ted, why does he have to, like, discipline her? I'd rather her, like, get her belly rubbed or, you know.
That's a different video.
Okay.
Right, I mean, it's gotta be. Trust me, there's no chance she's making this much money being a dog and nobody's rubbed her belly.
I was gonna say, at least scratch her ears. Do you scratch behind her ears? Like, I don't know. I don't really want to watch her get yelled at for peeing on the carpet, because it just makes me think about my dog peeing on the carpet, and it's not a fun thing.
Right, now your anxiety's just going up. Like, wait a minute,
son of a bitch! I gotta hurry up. I gotta clean it. I gotta try and get this carpet dry before my wife comes home, because when she finds out, she's gonna be more mad than I am, and I really don't want to make Lulu go through that. But can I do that on OnlyFans? Me frantically trying to clean up a mess.
You know, I bet there is something to you cleaning your house. Watch Steve clean his house. What will he listen to this week?
Oh, it's that Mark Wabia guy again.
Yeah.
That's what? All he does. Or a wrestling podcast.
Or Chief Keef.
You know, Chief Keef is going to be on the workout playlist.
Oof.
Is it too aggressive?
That drill music that came out of Chicago a few years ago that was massive, it just wasn't my style of rap. Basically, I want to say that's like, that stuff's massive right before like everything blows up in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Like, AKA mumble rap.
Yeah. Okay.
The trap rap music, right?
Yeah.
Before trap music, yep. Right?
Like Migos and...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's, I mean,
about all I got.
Yeah, trust me. I mean, most of what I know about Chief Keef is because I used to watch a lot of Vice Network, and they had a whole hour special on him. And he's like super elusive, like does not give interviews, like this and that.
So he started, he broke big when he was 16.
Correct.
How long ago was that, do you think? Let's see.
I bet 8 years ago, because he's probably still only in his early 20s. I doubt he's mid 20s yet.
Dang. Trying to see, 25 years old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Knew nothing about Chief Keef until today.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, that
punk rap is also one of the genres that they
punk rap.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like that phrase, punk rap.
Yeah. They get into it. What's I like acid rap.
Yes.
Right. When like Aesop Rocky and all those guys got into that, it's like, all right, well, we know what's going on with these guys.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They're clearly sober and rapping about sober life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's also funny. It was crazy that like EDM got into it huge too.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. It makes you laugh now. Like when you think of like certain artists, like there was like that EDM group called Lords of Acid. And it's like, wow, you really just wore that one on your sleeve. Imagine, what's your first record? We Do Drugs.
I mean, there was a band for years called the Crystal Method.
Yep. Those guys like the party, shockingly.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Back in the Enfest days, they were always, I felt like they were part of Enfest every year when I worked at the end. They were in the late night tent, or the electronica tent.
Not always.
The late night tent. Because we used to have them at the Kitsap County Fairgrounds, which was, dude, I wish you were around back in those days. Like, those were some of the craziest concerts, because they would just turn the Kitsap County Fairgrounds into a concert venue, build the stage out. It was pretty awesome. There was like a main stage, a side stage, and then a tent that had all the EDM stuff. And typically it was in the summer, so like you would go in there to kind of cool off or just get away from the heat. But then also, like, they're just high as all hell on whatever drugs. And that's where everybody just got really weird.
Yeah, like I went to an HF festival years ago. But that was in D.C. at like our old RFK Stadium.
Yeah.
And just gross hot all day.
That the Enfest was the weirdest place I ever hooked up with a girl. It was in a porta potty at Enfest, and it was hot and sweaty. It was and it stunk. But look, 20 something Steve really didn't want to pass up any opportunity. Didn't want to say no to anything other than flying with the Blue Angels.
You were one step away from getting Odell Beckham Jr.
Ted, you're not wrong, and it's been a fun podcast today.
All right.
Who are we to shame anyone for what they're into?
Certainly not me.
Go Browns.
How do you think they're going to be?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Seriously.
I mean, last year they were supposed to be good, and it didn't work out the way that they hoped.
Right.
I feel like they're not going to be a bad team.
Yeah, man. They have a real coach this time.
Right.
Baker Mayfield seems to have dropped some weight. The other thing is, with NFL football, it's just so odd without a preseason game that it's like, plus it's hot here. It's like, it does not feel like fall. But like literally, NFL football is going to be on in 2 days.
Dude, we were talking to Big Walt last week, and we were just BSing about other stuff. And then it came up, like, well, with the Seahawks the season opener against Atlanta. And I'm like, why are we talking about this right now? And then I look at the phone on my calendar. I'm like, that's next weekend. Or now this weekend.
Yeah. Literally, Sunday the Hawks play at 10 a.m.
And that starts the season.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know who's on the team.
I'll tell you, I
kind of know, but I don't know.
I know one person, and
Luke
I'm happy.
Luke Wilson.
Yes, I checked the cuts last night.
Dude, I got a text from Luke.
Oh, awesome.
It was out of the blue. All of a sudden, I get a text from him. I'm like, it just really a typical Luke text. Steve, what's up? I'm like, I write it back, and then you're back again.
Well, I got nervous.
A couple
there.
Days later, I hear back. I'm like, there's like a weird time thing going on with
him. He's on a delay.
Oh, yeah. Knee deep in football right now. I was shocked I even got hurt from him. I was just out of the blue.
I just got nervous because I read a couple of the like reports that were coming out, and it just seems like their tight end group, there's a lot of good guys in there.
They got like 30 tight ends.
Right. And I was like, oh, man, I hope Luke makes it.
Well, and then they dropped one of the young guys that they drafted because of whatever reason. They're going to pick him up on the practice squad. And then I read something that was like, this looks good. This is a good sign for Luke Wilson making the team. I'm like, yes.
I'm with you. Because I watched the last episode of Hard Knocks last night. Then I was like, I forgot to check to see if Luke made the squad.
Right, because it's like everything just feels like it's a giant secret right now. And not that they're keeping things from us. I mean, the reports come out.
It doesn't feel like fall. We haven't seen anybody like... And any practice footage you saw for the first 2 weeks was just dudes doing walkthroughs.
Right, with masks on.
Right, and it was like, man, it's hard to be like, oh yeah, football's here. We missed the traditional, like this past weekend, Labor Day weekend, you would have had all these crazy college games, but we missed all that, right? Mm-hmm. There was no Ohio State playing someone
who feels weird, man.
Yeah, man.
And then like all of a sudden the Mariners are 2 games out of a playoff spot. Like, what the hell is happening right now?
It's insanity. I mean, look, we got time.
Yeah.
So like the other day, we're at this cabin and it's just a couple of us sitting there and I just have the U.S. Open on in the background and I don't really give an S about tennis.
Right.
But I'm making fun of Djokovic, right? That just like, oh, he's a machine. Like, and I'm just like, can you imagine being on the other court? And that machine is just pumping balls at you at 190 miles an hour, right? And it's like, yeah, the machine doesn't break. The machine doesn't do this.
Uh-huh.
2 days later, the machine rifles a ball and hits a ball girl, and he got DQ'd.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you not see that?
No.
Oh,
I was off the grid, dude.
He was like in anger and just went like this, but it hit her right in the throat.
Oh, my gosh. Is she okay?
Yeah, she's okay now, but he got kicked out of the tournament.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, just when we're sitting here going, everything is weird right now. Everything is weird.
So Djokovic is yoked.
Yeah, he's done.
Got yoked on a bitch, Djokovic.
Right. Dude, it was insanity.
Weird. Yeah, the Mariners one tripped me out, dude. I was like on Twitter the other, like, couple days, like, I think 2 days ago. You know, we were off for a few days and just baby life and trying to move, getting everything in order. I'm off the grid practically. I'm barely on social media. And our buddy up, Kevin Martinez from the Mariners, he just wrote, 2 games. I'm like, what the hell kind of cryptic message is that? And I'm like, what does that mean? And I click on the Mariners, and I'm like, how are the Mariners? And I'm like, they're on a 6-game winning streak. I mean, it ended yesterday, but I was like, geez, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be the most 2020 thing ever. The Mariners make the playoffs.
Well, here's the other funny thing that's about Mariners. So a bunch of my Twitter feed, and I'm with you. Like, when I was back east, I really like tried to take a break from everything. Mm-hmm. The Mariners fans, I didn't realize that they had turned it around because they're always like, Mariners, like, are they really going to do this to us?
Yeah.
But now I didn't realize, like, they were saying, like, in a good way, are the Mariners really going to do this to us?
Right. Like, the year we can't go. I'm like, well, F you guys. Tatum's got season tickets this year. She's been at every game.
Yeah. And I said this from the beginning when they started baseball up. If the Mariners make the playoffs and win the World Series, somebody's like, well, there might be an asterisk. Who gives an F?
I don't care.
No.
Right. That means I go to, what, maybe 3 games a year anyway? So I didn't go to 3 games this year. I watched a bunch on TV like I do every year. I always watch the Mariners.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, and it'll still be awesome.
I love it. I think it was a Mariners tweet. They wrote, we tore it down. Sometimes you have to tear it down to tear it up. Because they got rid of a lot of players. Like, they sold like crazy.
Right, because aren't 30 games this year? Or the season?
60.
Is it 60?
60 games, yeah.
All right, right. So
they're pretty close to being done with that.
Right, halfway through, I was like, Mariners, they're selling people. They're not really making a push. And then they're making a push.
Right. They get rid of all their, like, some good bats. They got rid of Taiwan Walker again. Yeah, it was just like, all I know is, like, what, they got Gonzalez on the mound, and that's about all I know. And I know D. Gordon's still on the team.
Well, there was a point last year where the Nationals, like sometime like before the All-Star break, they were the worst team in baseball.
Yeah.
So.
Well, hell, the St. Louis Blues in hockey were the worst team in hockey going into after the All-Star break.
Oh, yeah.
And turned it around and won the Stanley Cup.
God.
That's also been crazy, too. So yeah. Much fun. So much going on in the world of sports.
All right, I got to go now.
Fine. I guess I should go home. It's been a lot of fun, Ted, as always.
Good to see you.
I think we're back next week.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're working, I'm working. I guess we could do a podcast.
We could do one.
We'll do it for Around Seattle Twitter page.
Yeah, right.
Stevie. Our homies that sometimes will send us a message like, please tell me there's a cast. I'm like, it's uploading, I promise.
We'll get there.
We love you guys. We love everyone who listens. We really do appreciate it. At the Megacast, please don't send us the proper grammatical way to say you pooped with the S word.
Yeah, right.
We're fine. Just thought it was odd. And I'm going to go home and listen to some Young Keefe with Lil Tatum. All right, Chief Keefe. God dang it.
Just call him Sosa.
Sosa.
Yeah.
I have a buddy I play hockey with, Daniel Sosa. He's a good dude. Goodbye, Ted.
See you, man.